out that hole, theoretically, that the coax comes in and you looked out, do you have any structures that we could hook a wire up to, you know, in that direction?
I don't understand what you're talking about. You lost me.
You're on the second floor, right? Your bedroom?
Yes.
Right, looking out that back window, I take it the coax feed through is right near the window. Looking out the back window, is there any elevated structure? A pole, a tree, a flagpole, anything that you could hook the wire to?
In the corner in my backyard, diagonally across from where the coax is, a pole, some kind of wooden pole. Hey.
About how far is that from the bedroom, from the back window?
You know what, Charlie, you got to come over. I'm sorry, I don't know how far away it is. I'd say maybe 40 feet.
Okay, yeah, no, you're right, I got to come over. Is that pole on your property?
Yes, it is. Most certainly is.
And you said it's wooden. Approximate diameter? I mean, is it something that, you know, it's structurally sound?
Charlie, it's a friggin' telephone pole.
Oh, okay. You said a wooden pole. I didn't know it was a telephone pole. Are there wires going to it, or is it just one that was left over?
There's some wires on the top of it.
Okay, well then it's not necessarily yours. It's probably the city's.
Roger that.
Still might be able to use it.
I would use it. Are you kidding me? I would use it. I've never seen anybody doing anything to that pole, ever.
Okay. Well, that's good. Do you have any ladders?
Affirmative.
The biggest one you got?
It's a 60-foot.
Did you say 6-0?
That they're extension ladders. They stretch out to 60 feet.
Good God. Yeah, that's nice. Okay. Well, then what we do is we put the ladder on that pole, up as high as we could go without wetting ourselves, and put a screw eye in, and that's where you tie off the antenna. So the antenna would go from, you'd mount that box, we'd have to figure out where the hell to mount the box so that your mother wouldn't freak out about that, but mount that box with the coax going to the station, and then the top going, the wire going out to that pole, and then you'd have yourself a horizontal end fed antenna. Be simple as that.
Charlie, I just want the thing to get out. If it doesn't get out, I don't want it. It's not, I don't care about inconspicuous, although I don't mind that, but the main thing is that it gets out.
Yeah, absolutely. No, I understand. Well, NFED antennas work very well. This should work fine. And, you know, if we could put it out horizontally, you get yourself a horizontal antenna.
I think we could do this, Charlie. I'd love to have you come by. Charlie, you know, I'd love to have you come by. I got fresh figs for you. I'll show you that beam antenna on that building. We can have a good time, man. We can have a good time, bro. I mean, you know, are you willing to devote a day or two to come by, maybe? I mean, I'm talking about the initial visit and then the secondary visit when you would actually do the installation.
Yeah, I'm going to talk to my wife today and find out when I have time available, at least for the initial visit, to come by and check out the situation, maybe take pictures, take measurements. I'll bring my tape measure so we can see how far that pole is. And, let me talk to my wife today, find out when I have some time to do this.
Don't forget, I got the fresh figs. And the figs don't last forever. As soon as it starts getting cold, I think that's going to be the end of the figs. So, you know, like I said, if you'd want some, you're more than welcome, but you've got to act soon.
Yeah, what's your availability on Sunday?
I'm available all day, every day.
All right, let me see when I'm going to church this week. weekend. Maybe we'll go to church Saturday night, and I can swing by Sunday morning, get to your house about 10 o'clock or something, just so I can get it, like I said, an initial look and see what's going on, and then we can decide what you have to buy, where everything's going to go.
Guess what? Mom's not going to be home.
Oh, okay. Well, that's good. That's perfect then. All right, let me talk to my wife today. I don't think I have anything planned this weekend. My son's coming home for a visit from college next weekend, so that won't be any good. So I'd like to do it sooner, the sooner the better. Saturday's no good because it could be crappy weather. So maybe Sunday's a good day. Like I said, if we can go to church Saturday night, which I think we'll be able to, then I'll tell my wife I'm going to get up early in the morning and drive out to Queens to see you and tell her that we're doing an antenna project and I got to take a look around.
Okay, roger that. And I'll send you home with some fresh figs for you and your wife.
Yeah, I'm not sure if she's a fig eater, but yeah, that'll be good.
Roger that. Looking forward to this. So, all right. Now, you know what? I'm a little confused. Like, NFED, I always thought that an NFED wire antenna meant that you're taking this antenna and you're literally, without a connector, you're kind of just inserting it into the hole, into the SO239.
Well, the thing with NFED antennas is you have to match the impedance of the antenna to the radio. The radio is looking for a 50-ohm impedance. If you just ran a wire to the back of the radio, that wouldn't work because the impedance would be too high. The radio wouldn't recognize it. You know, it would be a problem. Maybe with a tuner you could tune out the mismatch. But with this NFED, what you're doing is you're building the transformation in this little box. So the wire goes to the box, goes through the capacitor and the inductor to transform the impedance from a high impedance to a lower impedance closer to 50 ohms. And then you run the coax to the radio.
You said it's only about $40. That's not even bad. That's pretty cheap.
Yeah, no, I think it's like 42, something like that, for the 40-6 meter version.
Okay, all right, we can do this, Charlie. But like I said, I'm going to let you be the guinea pig, and you tell me how your 20-meter works out.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. You know, we'll still check it out, because at least we'll know what we can put up. If these don't happen to work out and we want to put something else up, at least, you know, we have a working basis of what you have over there.
Okay, it sounds good. It definitely sounds good. All right, so listen, I'll let you go, because it's about that time. And I'll say 73, and we'll catch you around today, I guess, on your way home. We'll catch you on this one, I guess, on this same repeater. So we'll talk to you later on today, and then we'll set up when you come by on Sunday, I guess. I don't know. How are we going to do this? You talk to me. How do you want to do this?
Well, I've got to talk to my wife when she comes home today, so she should be home by like 4:30. I don't think she has any meetings or anything. So once I verify it with her, I'll ask her if we can go to church Saturday night, and I'd like to go to Queens to visit a ham friend to take some measurements for an antenna that we want to put up at his house. And I'll do it early Sunday morning. I'm guessing, I'm trying to think of how long it would take me to get to you, probably an hour and a half maybe. My best bet would be coming over the Whitestone.
The Throg's Neck Bridge is even closer. The Throg's Neck is even closer.
I've never gone over the Throg's Neck Bridge. I know how to get to the Whitestone from Connecticut. I'm not sure where I'd go to get to the Throg's Neck.
Okay, roger that. Well, both of them are right in my neighborhood. Both of them are right there. That's the amazing thing. They both look the same, and they're both very close together. So when my cousin, who had a condo right on the water, right between the two of them, it was amazing. You would go out at night, and you look to the left, you see the bridge. You look to the right, you see the same thing. It would be like almost like you felt like you were drinking.
I never realized the bridges looked the same. Your mother, is she leaving Sunday morning, or is she not going to be there Sunday morning?
Coming home later Sunday, like later on in the afternoon.
Oh, okay, so she won't be there Sunday morning at all.
Affirmative.
Okay, so then the earlier the better for me. That way I can get back home and still have, you know, the rest of the day to spend with my family. So that's not a problem, early in the morning?
So what are you talking about? How early? You're talking about what, 9, 10 o'clock?
Well, that's late. No, I'm talking about, like, maybe getting to your house at 8 o'clock.
Well, that's fine. That's fine.
Okay. All right, let me work this out with my wife, and then I'll either call you on the phone or I'll get you on the radio. You go into work, today's Friday. You go into work Friday night, right?
Yes, I do. So when I meet you on Sunday morning, I'll actually be coming home. In other words, you'll probably be at my house before I do, because typically I get home about 8:15, somewhere around 8:15 or so.
Oh, okay. Geez, that's a bummer. I don't want to, if I get lost, I need you to talk me in. Well, I'll put your address in my GPS, and I'll use that just in case. But, okay, we'll work this out. You've got the radio in the car?
No, I got my handy talkie. I got the 2000 at the base.
Right. The handy talkie, what's a good repeater that you can get into from where you work while you're driving home?
The 220, the Glen Oaks.
Okay, good. Yeah, I have that in the car. All right, so that's what we'll do then. If this works out, when I'm on my way, I'll be monitoring the Glen Oaks. And that way we can talk to each other in case I get lost.
So let me just get one thing straight. Later on today, are we going to make contact, and if so, when and where?
Yeah, see, unfortunately, I can't give you an exact time because I got a million things to do between getting dinner ready, finding out if I have to take my son somewhere, if I have to pick him up after school. When you wake up, you're up for the day until you go to work. You don't go back to bed?
Usually I get up about 12, 1 o'clock in the afternoon, and I stay up till about 7:30, and then I go back to bed.
Okay, so you do go back to bed for a little while. All right, so I got to get in touch with you before 7:30 to let you know for sure. So that's not a problem. I guess around 6 o'clock, can I either call you or get you on the radio at 6? Are you available then, or are you eating dinner?
6 is fine. 6 is fine. What frequency? You want me to get on? Well, get on this one. Can you hit this one from your house? Sure, right?
Yeah, I'll find no problem. Or you could just do 5-2, whichever you want to do.
So 5-2 at 6 o'clock later on today.
Okay, that sounds good. 5-2 at 6 o'clock.
Well, let's just go. KC2HBR going on. 73, we'll talk to you.
All right, 73, John. Talk to you later. Have a good day. And one of you, Kim.
Thank you.